All right, joined now by Tommy Barrett. Tommy, a tough learning experience, but a learning experience tonight because you had to use your squad. The younger players got a run. People have been asking for it and they coped quite well.
Yeah, people have been asking for it. You know, more local lads there, and they did very well, I thought, you know, overall. Couple of sloppy goals conceded. I thought Scott Kirkland did well in the middle. It's just we took him out. We felt we need to make a change or two just to kind of get a foothold in the game, and that worked. Darren Iwanku, you know, stand to him. Darren Collins, I thought, did very well as well. So, you know, Martin Coughlin, it was tough for him there as well, and Colin Kelly got his first start too. So, you know, we got Nico on the pitch, so yeah, it's good for him, Mike, you know. Look, there was a multitude of reasons. Obviously, we played very well on Friday night, but, you know, we found last year, anytime we played a full time team on a Monday, that if we put the same team out again, we were well beaten. You know, and we have also then lads travelling the country for little or no money, so you know, to do it for love of it, and you have to give them optimism they can get into the team.
When it went to 2-0, you feared the worst and you start thinking cricket score, but you got a goal back and you made a game of it for 15-20 minutes. You'll be disappointed then with the nature of the third, yeah, and fourth. A bit easier than expected for Waterford?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they were, you know, from our point of view, they were poor goals to give away, all four probably. There was none of them, you know, excellent goals by any chance, by any means, but they're, you know, they're a very good side and they apply that pressure, and you know, they're a full time side, and you know, they're only going to get better, I'd say, you know, over the next few months. So hopefully we can do better the next time, which I think we will, you know.
It hurts when a Limerick man scores a hat-trick, doesn't it? There's no point disguising the fact that the likes of, you know, Edward McCarthy up in Galway, Killian Bruder in Galway, and Limerick players, I suppose, scattered all over the country, even in the Premier Division, the Carlo Sullivans, you know, of this world. But tonight, seeing a Limerick man score three goals and not playing for the home side, it's got to kind of deeply hurt the people who care about the game locally.
Yeah, look, and I coached all of those lads probably in the past, you know, and they're... The good thing about it is they're all full time, I suppose. You know, that's a good thing for Limerick and the region, and we hadn't got that in the past. So every one of those are playing full time football, and more power to them. It's great for them. You know, and it shows that there is obviously talent here, and we just have to, like we keep saying, get the off the pitch stuff right, and significant investment and improvement has to go in. You know, when you see teams like Waterford who are training, you know, like full time 6, 7, 8 times a week or whatever to train, where we train twice, it's always going to be very difficult, Mike, you know, and they're at that now 2 or 3 years, so you know, we're obviously way behind, but hopefully, you know, we can keep growing that and have a plan in place and put a plan in place that we can, you know, somehow get full time or close to full time, you know, whatever way we do it in the near future.
Kerry on Friday, obviously you went down there and probably left 2 points behind earlier in the season. A lot of players to come back into the fold. More optimistic looking ahead to Friday's game?
Yeah, look, I think we're playing well, Mike. You know, we're not playing terribly poor or anything. You know, the lads are working hard for each other. A good group of lads. They're working very hard. Kerry obviously are, you know, they're a good side. They're no, you know, they held Waterford to 1-0 down there in Waterford, so. And they put it up to Galway last week. They have threats all over the park, but you know, we have to believe that we can win. And I think we can win most games. The full time teams are always going to be hard, but if you look at the games we played, and you know, Waterford was the one where they beat us well tonight. But other than that, we were in all the games, and I include Cove when they beat us 3-0 in that as well, and Bray 1-0 and Galway 1-0. So you know, we have an opportunity in any game we play, but we have to start turning them into 3 points.
You've probably left 6 to 8 points behind you in the first series of games. You've played everybody now, and I suppose nothing really to fear, only what you know about the full-time teams is you can't compete with them, and that's the reality of the situation. But a kick of the ball then between the rest of you.
Yeah, look, and you can always beat the full-time teams on your day. Of course you can, but it's more difficult. But I would definitely agree with that. It's you know, the top two are going to be the top two. And after that then, you know, you know, it's a toss of a coin. You get a result every week, and it just, luck hasn't been falling our way really, and some of that's our own fault, you know, sloppy mistakes. We have to cut out those sloppy errors, and we know we have to tighten up all over the park, and hopefully put a few clean sheets. We haven't got a clean sheet in round one, you know, and hopefully we can start round two with a clean sheet.
crowd-wise tonight. It wasn't bad for a Monday night, to be fair. I know you're always looking for more, Tommy, but they want results as well. So you got to try and find that perfect combination in the second series of games to get into contention for any kind of a playoff place, because fifth is achievable, but you'll need a good run of games behind you.
It is, but look, as I've been saying for the last 2 years, Mike, you know, where are we going if we get into the playoffs? Are we going up? You know, it's difficult in the first division. And don't get me wrong, of course we want to get to the playoffs and we want to get into them. But we have to have a plan. And, you know, it's very difficult to with the resources we have to be getting into playoffs year on year. You know, we've said that from the start. Are we in a false position? The last 2 years we've been in false positions, probably. This is the reality of it. This is where we're at. But that doesn't mean we won't go fighting and trying to get in, win every game. We will, but you have to take it game by game. There's no point in talking about playoffs with 25 games to go. And that's not being disingenuous to you. And I get it. We have to get wins. Don't get me wrong. I know it's results business. But it's also, as you said, about getting the balance and getting players on the pitch and building a team for the future. And I think that's what we need to do.